Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Our everyday world is full of ambiguity, intuition, imprecise reality. But for more than 2,000 years, we in the West have been solving problems with black and white answers, either or, yes or no. It's a way of thinking that goes directly back to Aristotle. We just did not have the rational tools for dealing with the imprecise, until Latvizada invented fuzzy logic. Now fuzzy logic is changing everything from washing machines and subway systems to the study of chemistry, mathematics, and economics. It's giving us new ways to think. It's taking us into uncharted territory.
At this point, we are in the throes of two revolutions. One is the information revolution. And revolution perhaps is not too strong a word to use. In addition to that revolution, there is another revolution that is not quite as visible, but the impact of this revolution in the long run may be comparable in importance, and that is the intelligent systems revolution.
Dr. Latvizada is Professor Emeritus at the University of California, Berkeley. He is internationally recognized for his pioneering work with fuzzy logic. Dr. Zada is also director of the Berkeley Initiative in Soft Computing, where they are applying fuzzy logic and a whole range of new computer-based approaches to problem solving. These are the tools of Dr. Zada's intelligent systems revolution. Dr. Zada joined Bill Russell and me in conversation when we were all at a conference in San Diego. We were delighted to meet the man who may have already changed the world. Professor Zada, it isn't often that one gets a chance to meet somebody who comes up with something new. And it is my great pleasure to ask you how it feels to be changing the way we all may look at the world. Do you see yourself as the Columbus, as the explorer that other people say of you?
Not quite. For the following reason. When I came up with this idea of fuzzy set theory, fuzzy logic, and so forth, I knew that it's going to be important. It turned out to be important in ways that I did not quite anticipate. Right from the very beginning, I got a mixed reaction. There were some people who were saying that, yeah, that's a wonderful thing, but there are many other people who were saying it's a bunch of nonsense. Now, at the negative feelings that I encountered never bothered me because I always had confidence in my judgment. And some of the people who were very skeptical were my good friends. And they remained my good friends. And that is true today, too. There are some people, for example, my colleagues in the computer science division at UC Berkeley, who tend to be very skeptical and sometimes very hostile, but I consider them to be my friends. So given the fact that I had confidence in my judgment, that I knew, if I may use that word, that I'm on the right track, then subsequent change in these attitudes did not affect me that much. In other words, I don't feel important or perhaps vindicated or proud or some of these feelings that some people expect me to have. Mm-hmm. I feel no different today from the way I felt 30 years ago.
The way that you describe your colleagues sounds to me like a description of a community of learning where you can push and shove and move and think and challenge and have conflict, and yet it be in a civil tone.
Yes. Well, what I found is that some people have a closed mind. And it's absolutely impossible to change their mind. So I don't even try. I mean, here I have, let's say, a colleague and who hates fuzzy logic with a passion. It doesn't bother me. We are in good friend now, in good terms. And I would not spend one moment trying to change this person's mind. Now, what I know and what I've seen is that people who tend to be very antagonistic toward fuzzy logic essentially know nothing about it.
Well, let us give our listeners a chance to know how you would sum up that to which people could be antagonistic or could welcome. How, what is your short form of what is fuzzy logic?
Well, I'll come to it in a moment. It's not a very simple question. And the concept of fuzzy logic has been changing with the passage of time. So fuzzy logic today does not have quite the same meaning as it had 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and so forth.
Is it evolving?
It is evolving, yes. It is evolving. But I would like to defer answering your question until I had a chance to say something else. And in the first place, my first paper was called Fuzzy Sets, not Fuzzy Logic. And I actually spent quite a bit of time trying to decide at what name to attach to this theory. And I realized right from the very outset that the word fuzzy will not sit well with many people because fuzzy has all kinds of negative connotations. But I could not think of a term that provided a more accurate description of what I had in mind than fuzzy. So I decided to take the plunge, and I entitled my paper, Fuzzy Sets. Now, the use of the word fuzzy, as I anticipated, was going to create in the minds of many people a certain kind of an image. And so many of the people who perhaps are very hostile and skeptical and many other terms that one could use, base their feelings, attitudes, and so forth, not so much on the content of fuzzy logic, but certain impressions that get created as a result of the label fuzzy logic or fuzzy set theory or fuzzy this, fuzzy that, because
there's in the popular mind an equating of fuzzy and sloppy.
Exactly, yes. The connotations are for the most part negative.
Yeah.
I cannot think of, in Japan, the word fuzzy, which is pronounced as fudgy, is good. It was actually voted as the best word a couple of years ago. There was some sort of a competition, this, that. It received some sort of an award. And so they attach fuzzy to everything. Fuzzy chocolates, fuzzy toilet paper. Somebody sent me some fuzzy toilet paper. Fuzzy. So, but it's, as I said, pronounced as fudgy. So it does not have the same connotations as it have in English. And in other languages, they use a word, like in French, it would be flu, that doesn't have negative connotations. Mm-hmm. In many countries, I must say that they simply adopt the word fuzzy. Mm-hmm. So in German, for example, they say fuzzy logic, and they don't try to translate that into German.
Well, it's important because this concept has now reached the entire world.
Yes, that's true. Even in countries like Kuwait, you'll see some people working on fuzzy logic. At this point, it would be really a very short list of countries where no work on fuzzy logic is being done. It would be a rather short list. But to go back to the question that you raised a little bit earlier, well, as I said, I will not try to answer it just in one lump, because that would perhaps interrupt our conversation to a greater extent than it should. But let me say this, that fuzzy logic has many different facets. And in my original paper, which was called Fuzzy Sets, the word logic was not used.
Was it 65?
65, that's right. It was not used. And I haven't used the term fuzzy logic till 1974. Mm-hmm. So it was only in 1974 that I started using the term fuzzy logic, because prior to that, it was simply a theory of classes which do not have sharply defined boundaries. That's really what it is.
Which is a major distinguishing characteristic from how we tend to think of classes as having crisp edges.
Precisely. So that if you look at mathematics, for example, you find that in mathematics, all classes are sharply defined. But then you look at the real world and you find that the opposite is the case. Almost no classes are sharp, you find. So it was this big gap between the precision of class, let's say the black and white nature of mathematics and the real world that motivated me to come up with the concept of a fuzzy set. It's a really very simple concept. But it was not a logical system. It was not a logical system.
In the classic sense
That's
of a
right.
logical system?
There's misconception. Misconception is that somehow it's the same thing as multivariate logic. It's not, but I will come back to it at a later point. But so it is not really a logical system, but as it began to mature, to grow, and so forth, then theory of fuzzy sets then included a logical system, which could be perhaps referred to as I do, fuzzy logic in a narrow sense. Fuzzy logic in a narrow sense would be a logical system which has an extension and generalization of multivariate logic. But today, when we talk about fuzzy logic, we are talking about fuzzy logic in a wide sense. And fuzzy logic in a wide sense is really fuzzy set theory. That's really what it is. And that term, fuzzy logic in a wide sense, includes fuzzy logic as a special case. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about applications of fuzzy logic in all kinds of fields, we are talking about fuzzy logic in its wide sense. We are not talking about fuzzy logic in the narrow sense. So there is very little actual logic in most of the applications of fuzzy logic today. And that confuses many people because we are talking about fuzzy logic, but there is very little logic in it. Mm. It's confusing.
And it's also an example of the fuzziness of the language, which is the consequence. I mean, that's what you were dealing with.
Precisely. So what happens then is that sometimes people attack a straw man, or straw person, mm-hmm. perhaps I should say.
Straw man is okay.
Politically correct.
Like something they do not realize that fuzzy logic, as it's used today, is really a theory of fuzzy sets. So it's fuzzy set theory. That's really what it is.
And in,
theory of
and
classes
in,
with
in
unsharp
edges. Thank you. A theory of classes with unsharp edges.
That's really
that
what
is the theory of fuzzy sets. If I were to say that, you would not contradict me.
No, I wouldn't.
Indeed.
That's really what it is. Go ahead.
This sets the stage for a much larger conversation about so what.
Yes.
And there's a great deal of so what
right.
in moving from essentially a black and white world that we could describe, I would describe as Aristotelian, which is about 2,300 years old,
That's right.
into having some tools to think about the world with more options, to break out of a fairly narrow way of thinking to a new way of thinking. And when we come back, I want to talk about so what. We are honored to have as guest Professor Lotfi Zada. Bill Russell is with me, and we will return shortly. This is The Paula Gordon Show.